Shalom Aleichem and Biafav Teach 6:13. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Mem Gimel, Baba Basra 43a. Pagination is 85. We'll start on the facing page. Four lines from the top. A statement from Shmuel, who said, Amar Shmuel, Hashutfim, regarding partners, Umi'idim ze es ze. They're allowed to say testimony one for the other. And our Gemara, starting the last three words on this page, will move on to today's daf, expounding on this topic, Umi'idin ze es ze. And these partners, can say witness, they can say testimony one for the other. Starting on the top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, Amai, how in the world can partners say testimony one for the other? Nogim be'edusan hein. They are nogeya be'edus. They are an interested party. If they're partners, then the assets will end up affecting one another. And indeed, the simon that's designated to discuss these topics in Choshen Mishpat is Simen Lamed Zayin, chapter 37, with the title Hapsulim Machmas Hana'a. People who are invalid to say testimony because they have a benefit. And that's the Gemara's question. How could Shmuel allow partners to say testimony one for the other? And the Gemara answers, Hacha b'mayaskinan, what are we talking about over here? The Kosavlei that he wrote, Dinu Devarim Ein Li Al Sadezu, this field that is under discussion, that I want to say testimony and say what happened, I make a document that says that I have no relationship, no benefit to whatever happens to this field, and then he's able to say his testimony. The Gemara objects and says, just because you wrote such a thing, that doesn't do anything. And the Gemara, three, four lines later, says, Kishakanu miyado, they had to make a kinyan as well. The Gemara continues wondering how this could be possible, because if the field is retained, then it's going to help them regarding a balchov, the possibility of someone coming from a debt with a lien and be able to collect from that field. And the Gemara has to position the transaction, the agreement over here, very specifically, the kibbal alei achrayis, that he took responsibility with this kinyan, that if something goes wrong from a different place, that he's going to replace it, so that he has no benefit at all with whether this field is retained or not. But only achrayis de asya le machmasei, only achrayis responsibility for what comes from him. But if it gets taken away from a different place, he's not responsible, and therefore he's free and clear to be able to say testimony because he has no benefit. That is the basic concept that Shmuel introduces, that it is possible for partners to be saying testimony one for the other, as long as what they are saying testimony about has no bearing on their personal benefit. So this is quite common, that somebody says testimony for somebody who's otherwise a friend of his. And as long as he's not an interested party, it's fine, because our working assumption is that people consider the truth so dear to them, and they understand the ramifications of false testimony as undermining all of society and all of the trust that Hashem placed in humanity, that they wouldn't do that because of a friendship. However, we have a principle of shochad, a bribe, that once you are an interested party, your judgment is clouded. If he can go ahead and be misalik himself, remove himself from any bearing that might be from this field or whatever it is that he's saying testimony about, then indeed he would be able to say the testimony. This concept introduces or spawns a fascinating case where a person in a city wants to be able to say testimony that he knows about the city, and he's stuck because he too benefits from the city, and therefore he's an interested party. For example, the Gemara says, almost halfway down on the page at the end of the line, B'nei ir shenignav sefer Torah shalohen. People of a certain city, that their sefer Torah was stolen. And now they want to say testimony, who stole it, etc. And it is kind of logical and common that it's a person in the city that saw the theft, that knows information, and we have a problem because they're an interested party on their own Sefer Torah. Ain don in bedayane osa ha'ir. You can't use the judges of that city. Ve'ein mivin raya mi'anshi osa ha'ir. And you can't bring testimony, proofs, from the people of that city. Asks the Gemara ve'im Isa, and if there's such a concept of being misalik yourself, removing yourself from benefit, as Shmuel introduced, by partners, l'salku beitre minayu, let two of them remove themselves from the benefit, v'ledainu, and then we'll be able to judge the case. In other words, there could be many people are aware of whatever offense it was, but all of them are invalid as witnesses because they're all people of the city. According to Shmuel, after the fact that they saw whatever it is that they want to testify about, even after that fact, they could go be misalik, remove themselves from benefit, and be able to testify. And the Gemara says that there's a logistical problem over here, which makes it different than Shmuel's case of partners, because Shiny Sefer Torah de l'shmiakoi, a Sefer Torah is meant to be heard. In other words, every person in the city is stuck benefiting. There's no way to get out of that relationship with the Sefer Torah. And therefore, the Gemara just lets it stand that in a basic case, you're stuck and you cannot use local people in your court case. When this is presented in Halacha, the Poskim indeed consider ways that a person might be able to testify even though he's a member of the city. For example, the Rama mentions that if we have a case that there's more than one Sefer Torah or more than one Beis HaKnesses, if it's a judgment about the shul itself, if Siman Lamed Zayin Sif Yotes, if there's more than one, then the person can make a commitment that he'll never go to that shul, he'll never benefit from that Sefer Torah, and if so, he would be able to be a witness on this case. This brings up that classic joke of the Jew on the island who is shipwrecked and he builds himself a city, and there's a grocery store and a post office, and he builds himself two shuls. And when he's finally rescued, he shows them his beautiful city, and they ask him, what do you need two shuls for? And he says, this is the shul I daven in, and this is the shul I never step foot in. He needed two shuls. This halacha actually makes such a case that could actually happen. A person is in a city, he knows testimony. If he backs off and says, I will never benefit from that shul, I'll never go in there, from that Sefer Torah, I'll never go into that shul and hear their laning, then indeed he would be eligible to be a witness, and he would have to keep that commitment so that indeed he remains an uninterested party. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.